Here we are on the eve of the incarnation. And so again, the mass schedule is at your disposal. Please come, and especially if you come to the vigil mass tonight, before the 5 p.m., they'll be singing Christmas carols, and also before the midnight mass as well. So you're all invited to attend. The point of meditation and the beauty of the incarnation allows us to meditate upon one specific quality: poverty. Poverty. On this day in 1223, in the city of Greccio, Italy, Saint Francis would create the first nativity scene. He created this in order to meditate upon the poverty of God. He used real hay. He even had a live donkey. He created it in a little cave. And he actually used a live baby. And he meditated upon how God would empty himself and again become the most helpless of creatures. Again, why? Why does God do this? Well, it's because, remember, in the broken human heart, part of the effect of original sin is that man, we mistakenly place our value in things that are not important, ultimately. We place our value in our possessions, in our wealth, our status, our physical beauty. We tend to put our value in worldly things. Again, it's nothing new. It's part of the human heart, because it has to be. Because when we reject God from original sin, from Adam and Eve, we always have to replace that hole, that vacuum that was left when we rejected God in the human heart. And then we elevate it with money, power, honor, pleasure. And the beauty of Jesus being born in utter abject poverty is that he's telling us your value is not found in those things. It never will. Rather, look at me, the creator of the entire cosmos. I will be born in poverty to show you what truly matters. And so as we enter into Christmas, may I offer that as a point of reflection. Peer through the glitz and the glamour, the hustle and bustle of Christmas, and see the humble baby Jesus. Because he shows us what true wealth is.